Exam skills check 3, modules 5 and 6. Exercise 2, page 82. Speaker 1.
I've got two older siblings and two younger ones, and while I get on well with most of them, my younger brother and I have never seen eye to eye. I don't think it's either one's fault, just a fundamental difference in personality. We used to have the biggest blowouts at every family event, whether wedding, birthday, or family holiday, until finally all the other siblings sat us down and explained that they didn't want us at these events anymore if we couldn't behave. I felt pretty bad about everything, I can tell you.
Speaker 2.
Eugene O'Neill's plays often deal with the baggage that growing up in a family leaves you with. And for many, his greatest work was Long Day's Journey into Night, a play so personal that O'Neill refused to have it read, let alone put on, until after his death. It tells the story of a family with grown-up children slowly falling to pieces and has been performed continuously since its publication in 1956, 14 years after O'Neill's death. As an actor, I'm drawn to this material because it mirrors my own life so closely.
Speaker 3.
My two sisters are a lot older than me, and for that reason, I've never felt so close to them. It's the age gap. By the time I was 7, they were teenagers studying for exams and going out with friends. By the time I was a teenager, they were gone, off to university in other cities. You never miss what you never had, so it was no big deal. But recently, when my own child had health problems, I was touched by how they rallied round. I really felt they had my back, and everything's been different ever since.
Speaker 4.
Couples that come to me usually have been together for years, often have children, and are finding that they are drifting apart. Busy people, they have lost the in-the-moment love they once had, and their relationship is almost businesslike. It's my job to relight that candle, the candle that once burned so strong. So you can imagine my surprise when my own wife suddenly asked for us to go into counseling out of the blue. Physician, heal thyself.
Speaker 5.
My husband and I were on the brink of divorce, and it took a great deal of soul searching to realize what the problem was. When I was a child, I admired my mother, who was extremely capable and ran a business, a household, and a family with effortless efficiency. And my father just let her get on with it, really. It was a bad example of a relationship. But when I got married, I didn't know any other way and would boss my husband around terribly. It wasn't fair, of course, because a marriage is an equal partnership. But it took the threat of divorce for me to realize that.